Welcome back to Time by the Ten. I'm Joy Baird.
I'm Holly Baird.
And we don't have to go to the hotline today because our guest is in studio. She is my co-host. She is, she goes by Hollis. Hollis Baird is the Milwaukee chapter leader of the Body Liberation Hiking Club and Advid Outdoor Person. And we're going to talk about the club in which you, or your chapter here in the Milwaukee area, and about the Body Liberation Hiking Club across the country.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You are already here, so. Okay, so let's talk. What is the Body Liberation Hiking Club? What is this organization or club, or what is it?
Sure. So the Body Liberation Hiking Club is an outdoor / hiking club. For anybody, it's a space free of diet and weight loss culture for folks of any gender who struggle or have struggled with getting themselves outdoors or permission to enjoy nature and outdoor movement. So we're going to blaze past the gatekeepers of the outdoor, industry.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, stereotypes, or people who have shunned body diversity in outdoors and think it's only for a certain body type or whatever, and we're like, you know what?
Well, what is
the outdoors is for everyone.
What is this body type that people think that only outdoor people should have?
Like maybe thin, fit, something okay. like that. Yeah,
not
yeah.
truck driver type of mindset.
I don't. What's a truck driver?
Truck drivers are typically not the healthiest.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is there's a certain – you're saying that there's a certain ideology.
You can't know a person's health by looking
correct.
At them. Yeah.
There's a certain ideology that people assume that these people fit in this category and these people fit in that category, and they can't cross categories.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing, is that we are trying to let those who live in marginalized bodies, whether they be some sort of disability or a larger body size or what have you, that they can empower themselves to get outside and, you know, do their thing.
So how did you get involved in this? How did you become a chapter leader in the Milwaukee area?
I applied for it. So
how did you find out about the organization? Is it an organization or is it a club, or is those words interchangeable when it comes to?
I guess it's an organization.
Okay.
And a club.
How did you become knowledgeable
but
that this
there's no password to
okay.
the club?
How did you become aware that this club existed?
Instagram. Okay. So I found them on social media, and then they were like, "Hey, we're looking for chapter leaders. You just have to apply here." And so I had to fill out quite a few questions on a Google Doc form or website, whatever, and talk about my outdoor experience, why I want to be a chapter leader, things like that. And then Alexa, she's the founder, reached out to me and was like, "This is, you know, these are the requirements. And are you interested? We're very interested in having you. We really like your outdoors experience, et cetera."
So how many chapters are there? You talk about you're the one in Milwaukee, and how mm-hmm. many are there? Is it North America? Is it just the United States? What is it?
Sure. So there's 17 chapters, and they are all across the United States. And there's also one, or I think, or two in Canada, and then there's one in Mexico City, Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
How? What is the frequency of hikes if one chooses to partake in the club in their area? First of all, how can they find that club?
Sure.
And then what is the frequency of activity involved in that club?
They can go to bodyliberationoutdoorclub.org, O-R-G, bodyliberationoutdoorclub.org. And you can find the chapters there. You can find the story, the mission, all of that stuff. And then
frequency of the activity in these
sure.
chapters or clubs, or in the chapters, yeah.
So it's a minimum. They suggest for us leaders to have a minimum of one hike a month.
Okay.
Some leaders are having several hikes a month or two hikes a month. I just have one hike a month.
Is this a year-round thing or only during warm months?
So if you live in a climate that gets snow and freezing weather, you know, it's like spring to fall,
okay.
et cetera, winter hikes are optional. As far as other places, they might do year-round.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for you, you said you try to plan once a month. And where is some of these chapters at? Because they're not, like, not every state has a chapter, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So there's many on the East Coast, and then there's some in the Pacific Northwest. Like I said, it varies. There's 17 different chapters. So let me see here. There's the Adirondacks, Asheville, I think that's North Carolina.
Yes.
Berkshires, I believe that's East Coast, Boston, the Capital Region, Central Mass, Central New York, Eastern Pennsylvania, Hudson Valley, Mexico City, Milwaukee, New York City, Pacific Northwest, Toronto, Tucson, Vermont, and Western New York.
Okay. So, and I'm sure they're looking for more chapters to be developed.
Absolutely. So if you are interested, you can go to the Body Liberation Outdoor Club, or you can go on Instagram, or there's even a Facebook group, so you can reach out.
Can anyone start a chapter, or there's certain requirements for one to be a leader of a chapter?
I mean, I think you should probably have some outdoor experience, but I don't know if that's required. I know for me, I felt called to do so, or compelled to do so, because I have so much outdoor experience, and
you're an avid hiker to begin with,
right? And I know, because I want to make this accessible for all people, I know which hikes are not going to be too treacherous or strenuous, and will be welcoming for people of all levels.
So you've already led a hike this year so far. What does that do, what does that consist of, and was it successful in your chapter?
Sure. So I think it was successful. You attended it.
Yeah, I did.
Nobody got lost.
Right. It wasn't like a 7 or 8 mile hike. And it can be, when we talk about hiking, yours was approximately a mile.
Yeah.
And is it like, is there a certain, like, we're only going to, this week we're going to do a long hike, next week we'll do a short hike, or is it really just varies?
It can vary. And then some of these areas have maybe more hillier hikes, whatever. And they do, when they post the hikes, they post if they're easy, medium, or hard.
Okay.
They also post, you know, you can find things on different apps like All Trails, and you can find what the hike is going to be like. You can also ask the hike leader, you know, I have this amount of experience. Do you think this is a good hike for me? And the thing is that we don't rush through the hike.
Okay.
We go at a pace that is easy, I would like to say. It's nice and steady and slow, and we will take breaks. Even we were, I don't know, like 3/4 of the way through the hike, and I was like, hey, I'm going to stop and drink some water. And that sometimes when you're hiking in a group, maybe you don't think like, oh, it's okay for me to stop and drink some water. So I just, as a hike leader, want to ensure that people are taking care of themselves and taking breaks and not overdoing it.
So these people whom are partaking in the hike are all skill levels. Some of them may have never hiked before. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. If you've never hiked before, you should show up. There was somebody who came to our hike, and she came with her friends, and I was listening to them just walking and could hear their conversation. And she said that her only hike she did was extremely strenuous. She was in college, and she didn't know what she signed herself up for, and she was very scared. So she was very grateful that we had this hike that was not over the top, and it was something that she could do realistically.
For those who are going to go on a hike, they find a chapter. What are some things in which you would suggest them take along with them on the hike, or do they need anything?
We always suggest water. And then a lot of times, like if it's a harder hike, the chapter leader should say something like bring hiking poles.
Okay.
Or some sort of stability thing. I don't know what the word is. Especially if you're going up or down a lot of hills, those are very helpful. And then we do say water and proper shoes.
And these always, does the time of hike vary? Evening, are there night hikes, or are there candle-like hikes, or what is it? Or is that up to the chapter leader? Or
it's up to the chapter leader. So I know like our state park system will have candlelight hikes, and I would like to plan one around that at some point. But as far as myself, I do mine on Sunday afternoons.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's a good part of the day.
With state parks and hiking there, would the participants need to have some type of permit in order to hike on the state park?
Yeah, in most states, I just know for Wisconsin, you do need a state park sticker, and you can do a yearly sticker or a week, daily sticker, and it's $8 for the day or $28 for the year, and it's per vehicle.
Okay. And how did the people that attended yours, how did they find that this hike was going on?
I mean, peer pressure for me. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. So a couple of my friends came, and then also I put it on Instagram and Facebook and whatever other social media, and then a few extra hiking groups on Facebook. And then from what I understand is they had found these, there was three other people that came, and they had, one of them had found something on TikTok about group hikes, and then they somehow found us through social media.
Started doing a little research and digging into it. Okay.
Yeah.
And weather permitting, or is it kind of like the hike is 2 o'clock, doesn't rain or shine, or is that kind of what goes on in that situation?
It's rain or shine. Obviously, say that the weather conditions were where they're like, please stay home.
Yeah.
We would cancel the hike.
And proper shoes. What are we looking at for people who are new to this but want to get out and experience this type of activity?
Yeah. I think that you don't necessarily have to invest in hiking boots ASAP. I would just suggest some sort of athletic shoe that has some sort of traction. And then if you do decide that hiking is something that you want to pursue regularly, I do like hiking boots because they do offer the ankle stability, but most people can hike in shoes.
So for people who are looking for a chapter to be part of or want to start a chapter of their own, how or whom can they get a hold of to make this happen?
Again, it's the bodyliberationoutdoorclub.org. And I would just encourage you, this is meant for all people, and this is something that we want to encourage you to get to the outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, and just connect with nature.
All right.